Welcome to Refugee Radio.
Hello and welcome today to our show, Refugee Radio, and we are going to talk to Farah Mohabbati, who is a devoted Baha'i and very well known here in Brighton for her contribution to a lot of projects in Brighton which connected to or related to migrants, refugees, and asylum seekers. Hello, Farah.
Hello.
We are really happy to have you with
thank
us today.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm more than happy to see you, and thank you for having me here.
All right. We're going to move to our questions.
Sure. I'm more than happy to help you if you wish to ask.
Yeah, of course. We would like to know, when did you come first here to the UK?
Actually, now is, I think it's last Christmas, 34 years I was here. Mm-hmm. After revolution, my country, I came to England because we had house holiday here. We used to become, and my husband had a business in Tehran, my country, and time to time we came for shopping. Not shopping for clothes, shopping for business, you know, for manufacturing and different sort of things. And we had a ticket to return back to our country after 1 month. I'm afraid during the summer we couldn't go back home because in the beginning Iraq destroyed our airport, and then starting war between Iraq and Iran. And shame, I lost everything from my country, about my religion, because I'm a Baha'i. And government got everything from us. My husband, they had four business, one sharing with the family, nearly five business for tools. And also beautiful house, about 2 years we built up, four floor, and government took everything. I'm not complaining about that. This is a part of life. Because when I got married with my husband, not anything, just sharing with somebody the business. But gradually with writings, beautiful manner, done a lot of business. Those days Iran was very successful, and he was very successful, and a lot of stuff he had. Anyhow, I came here for 1 month, and now nearly 34 years I live here.
So this is a very long holiday.
Holiday. Yeah. I'm telling everybody laughing about that.
Yes. All right. And did you first come to Brighton?
Yes, we had a house holiday in Brighton. We had a small house more than 45 years ago. We got it. The timing... I can't remember all of the details I'm telling you, but about 45 years ago. We got a small house in Brighton, in Hollingbury, and fortunate we had that house, otherwise we stuck here. I was very lucky because when I came here, Baha'i community, my religion, helping us a lot, and also my parents, they used to be living in Stanford Avenue near the Baha'i Center. And they helping us, and my brother too. Anyhow, fortunate my children gone to school, studying here, different sort of thing, and all of them grown up in England. Yes.
All right. So when you moved here and you thought that I'm gonna live here for the rest of my life, or as far as I can.
Yeah.
As long as I can. What did you do first? Did you have a job, or did your husband have any job?
No, I'm afraid, since my husband was alive, we never had a job here. Fortunately, we had some money in the bank before, because he had a business. and and that house, helping us. We came with two luggage, and the story of two luggage, one of them destroyed in the Germany as well, because we went first to get a visa to come to England, we couldn't get from our country the visa because the embassy of England was shut. We went to Germany, and even one luggage destroyed in the station of the Germany as well, and only one luggage, or one for my children, we came here. But fortunately, gradually with the, you know, patient and helping my parents and my brother, different way, we living until now. But my children grown up here, and thank God, they are not drinking, they are not doing anything wrong, and I'm very pleased. All of them really very good condition grown up here.
What other projects that you remember you have done here?
So many. At the moment, I'm more than 45 committee.
45?
Committee. I'm one of the, you know, member or one of the trustee of them. For example, a lot of charity I done in the beginning.
Can you name some of the charities that?
Hospital, children hospital.
Okay.
Because one of my neighbor, I invite them for dinner in my place. She recommend the hospital need somebody's go to committee of them for financial, and I support the hospital, children hospital. And many years I was member of that committee to collect money for children and need children, you know,
funding
for them.
Yeah.
And I have a picture and details, some of them in the, my album, if you want to
see. Yeah, we have got the album, but
yes.
We're going to see it later.
Sure, anyhow. Those days my husband helping me as well. Even I had a radio interview about that also. I helping those people, handicapped, other committee I was member, handicapped people, they need help, you know. And the committee was very successful. Many years I was member of that.
Okay.
The details, I can't remember all of the timing and day, but definitely I did.
memorable, something that you can
remember.
All right. Now we come to Brighton.
Sure.
Do you like living in Brighton?
Yeah, I love it because this is second my home.
So you feel?
Yes, exactly.
I feel like home.
Oh, yes, because I love. Of course, I miss my country. This is natural. All minutes I'm thinking about my country. I'm worried about those people. They have a problem. But this is second my home, and I love Brighton. Yes.
What do you love most in Brighton?
Everything is freedom, and whatever you wish to go, whatever you wish, and you right position or wrong position. But I love because they're very friendly people, and the atmosphere is good. A lot of community, we can support the community and with everybody. Yes, I'm very happy. Yes.
Can you tell us about your role in BMECP, Brighton?
Yes. Actually, 10 years ago, BMCP started from my place because...
It started from...
From my place.
From your...
My home.
Your house.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
Yes, one of the counselors.
So that was. Sorry for interrupting, but it was the first meeting, or the idea came from there.
Because for Baha'i community, always we invite so many people. One of the counselor, as a town, he used to come to my place, and then he starting asking me because you have a big house. You can provide some different nationality come to your place, and we provide some, you know, things for minority. And those days, the funding was very difficult, and I provide more than 10 years in my place. Every 2-3 weeks, they come to my place. I prepare food for them, and they eat together, and then we had a meeting. And it was EMRC, they call EMRC, Ethnic Minority Partnership was. And Tam, one of the counselors from Zoroastrian background, he was chair of the meeting. And 10 years continue was in my place. And then, fortunately, they got funding, and the meeting is go to one of the king's house. Because he was a counselor, he get a, you know, whole of the king house, and we went there many years until we decided to change the EMRC to Black and Minority Partnership and BMECP call. And many years was there until fortunately we get some grant, and we got a BMC center at the moment is opposite your center, yes. And it's very good. A lot of activity happened, and I'm very pleased. For opening the ceremony, I was there, and the mayor came, and also a representative of Queen was there. A lot of important people invited for.
So what is your role in BMCP?
I'm at the moment one of the trustees, in the beginning until now. About, I think it's 5 years established in new building, and it's many years before. It's in the beginning until now, it's 25 years, different name, but continue, I was one of the trustees of them.
All right. What are projects, what sort of projects are there in the
Different sort of project, a lot of training course, a lot of activity, a lot of, for example, every Friday is free for refugee people. They come, and so many people in the office sat down and helping a different way for housing benefit, for different sort of thing. And Thursday, every Thursday, plus 15, a lot of people, they come, 50, of course. And, we have exercise, we have, I support all of them. And different sort of thing, food together and different activity, music. Sometimes somebody's come and talk about different subjects to helping people, yeah. Also a lot of training, different training. Even is not only for minority, for different, you know, sometimes council is, you know, renting their room and place and make a big meeting over there. Quite right, yes.
I would love to ask you about the memorable moment in while you lived. We have lived here. Can you remember before we go to your interesting album? What is or what are the moments that you remember every time you sat with yourself?
Yeah,
happened here.
Yeah, actually, one of them really very unique happened for me many years ago from Interfaith. In the mayor of Brighton and Hove invite of all of the faith together. We've been in the pavilion. The first time happened in the pavilion, all faith. For example, Muslim, Baha'i, and Jewish, Christianity, all together. Be eating in the pavilion. The first time happened, and the representative of Queen was there, and so many people was there, and I will never forget, because I wish always, you know, everybody participate about faith, because my opinion and Baha'i faith, we believe God and unity between our religion, we believe humanity won, and I was so pleased about that.
It was a big event.
A very big event happened. One of, it's not anymore, I go there, but time to time we have a meeting. Well,
can you remember which year?
I'm afraid about, I think it's 10 or 15, 12 years ago, perhaps, but yeah. If I knew all of the details, I have an album and all of the pictures show you and the details, but
no
I'm afraid.
No problem at all.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is one of the memorable events.
Exactly.
Can you remember another one?
Of course. Yeah. Another one is, the date is here if you want to check, is... Again, invite me, because I've done a lot for the community and hard working for the community. They invite me about go to pavilion again and give me an award. And the mayor invite me. And the cup is very important. Cup was from London. They came. And it was very nice ceremony. So unbelievable for me. And they give me the cup as well.
So this is the... The cup, it's called the Loving Cup of England.
England, yes.
Bringing people together.
Together.
So it was and he, one Councillor of the, David Smith.
Exactly, he was, and they give me the cup, and I was so appreciated, because I will never forget that occasion as well. And it was very nice occasion happened with a very special, you know, person. mm-hmm. brought from London and knocked the door and give to, came in, mayor opened the door of pavilion and give us. Yeah.
That's really great. Thank you. today's show is with Farah Mohabbati, and she has won the Older People's Day Award ceremony in Brighton and Hove 2013, which was in the Grand Hotel.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, in October, wasn't it?
1st of October, yeah, 4 o'clock afternoon. Was.
So, who are the older people here? Is it everyone or...?
Actually, I never forget about that because somebody rang up to me and mentioned Farah. Your Farahim Amisha, yes, and mentioned is they want to invite you in the Grand Hotel for that ceremony. And those people, I don't know, the rest of them British was. Only I'm from the other country and Baha'i. And she asked me come to Grand Hotel. And I thought this is make a joke because I will never forget about that. And then he sent an invitation for me and mentioned two person come, and I encouraged my son to come. It was 1st of October, 4 o'clock afternoon in Grand. And the rest of the people got an award. It was British, only the other country. And they mentioned over there is one MP, one mayor, and so many local people nominate me. Mm-hmm. And invite me. I never thought I'm one of the winner, but in the end they mentioned yes.
So it is held by Impact
in yes, in one of as well. Yes.
Initiatives.
Exactly.
Which is a company limited by guarantees and registered charity.
Charity.
So you were the winner.
Can you
tell us how was your feeling? How did you feel?
Yes. When I hear about that, I went to BMCP office and I thought they provide for me.
I thought. They recommended.
But Doris and everybody mentioned no, even not hear about that.
Did you know who recommended you?
No. Honestly not. Very mysterious happened. And then I asking Doris, perhaps some minority come involved with me. Because I love everybody participate, not only me, you know. And one of the reason, Doris applied for them, and fortunately 5 or 6 minority, they came as well, support me in my table. And actually, I'm not sure, very mysterious, who did and why did. And that happened, yeah.
Yeah, so they say here, the winner of this award was chosen because for over 20 years, she has helped over 30 local communities, including the Baha'i community, BMECP, the IFCG, SIS, Radio Reverb, Refugee Radio, Mosaic, and many more as an active support or trustee. So this is really, you should be very proud of it. Well, how do you feel now?
I'm
Why?
Proud of people behind me. I'm never proud of myself. I'm proud of my children.
You
always
should be proud. An achievement. This is an achievement.
Only achievement perhaps, but not proud of myself. Always I'm proud of people behind me. They help me different way, you know.
Yeah, that's really kind of you. But you were the one that who was helping or who has been helping, because you still help.
Of course. And it was in the Argos as well, because they interviewed me in the Argos. The lady, she was the young lady, interviewed me.
Yes.
And it was in the Argos, this lady interviewed me, yes. And a lot of song is over there, yes, is here. And perhaps you read that part for people if you want.
Which one?
Why? This one. Yeah.
This one?
Yes.
So Farah asked me to read this part. Some people, the part says, some people sit back and relax when they reach a certain age, but not Farah Mohabbati. Nominated by the city mayor for an MP and many local people, Mrs. Mohabbati has worked as an activist and trustee for over 20 years. In past years, Mrs. Mohabbati even went as far as to open her own house to provide meeting place for community groups. She is now a trustee of over 19 groups, sits on 35 committees, and is an inspiring figure for many in ethnic minority communities. Speaking after she picked up the Special Impact Award, Ms. Mohabbati said, "I am very proud of the people behind me. All my life, I've done a lot, but it's really thanks to the people." This is really, really very moving, but you have the right to be proud. Honestly, I don't know why you don't. You have to be proud.
If people mention I'm proud, okay, but myself, I thought proud of everybody. Everybody can participate. Everybody can, you know. Encourage people is important, you know. And because I grew up as a Baha'i family like that, we wish to all work together, all work helping as a servant. Abdul Baha, the son of Baha'u'llah, mentioned humanity one, and one of the reasons I always are proud of people is not myself. I'm servant of humanity.
Farah's album, and we have seen many letters from the ITV Network Limited regarding the book, and photos at the book launch party, and also some photos with the executive chairman. What's his name? His name is Charles?
Charles
Allen.
Yeah.
And also many photos.
And this another occasion.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is this photo about?
Yes. Yeah. This one is because I'm involved with Chinese community as well, in the beginning of them. And two part of Chinese in Brighton, and both of them are involved with them. Those days, a lot of young people from university, those days 5,000 students from China, they study in university. And one day, the group of them, I take to, town hall, and the mayor invite us, and I went with them. And rest of the young people wants to see the, all of the details of the room of mayor, and asking a lot of questions. And I don't know what's happened. Suddenly, the mayor of that day, she asked me to come further and take the jacket of mayor and put hat of mayor in my head and take a photo with herself.
Yeah, so
I have the details, but I can't remember which year it was.
In the photo, Farah is wearing the the jacket, is it?
The jacket, a special jacket for party of
the mayor's jacket and hat.
Yes.
Oh, that's brilliant. Still, we're still flipping in the book, and
and this is another story, because every year is the mayor of Brighton and Hove for Rizwan Party of Baha'is come to my place. This is one of the occasion. Kindly, the mayor of Brighton came to our place, and the boy was from Sweden.
Which boy?
The one boy studying university and come to our place as well. He was a Baha'i, of course. But when he left 4 years in England, left to Sweden, they written that poem for me. If you wish to read it or see it, whatever you
have. So this is by
Amir
D.
Yeah.
So it says, "Oh God, help me, I feel as I thought. This flower will grow especially for me. I feel as I think, I almost am nothing. When the family, Mohabbati, is not with me."
One of the reasons I don't want to read it myself. You understand?
Yes. So that's really, really nice. So currently, what are you doing currently? Are you in a project?
Yes, I'm involved, at the moment I'm involved with the project of the mayor. It's for charity.
Can you tell us about
yes,
it?
Sure. It's many years, mayor of Brighton and Hove, and invite me about the charity of her and I support. For example, one of them for homeless people. And this charity is very important because collecting a lot of money. And I'm involved with the mayor and she's very happy. And the last one recently was. And also when she had her birthday, 60th birthday, she invited me and I was with them. And I have a thank you card about that as well.
So what does it, what is the project about?
Project is just helping, collecting money
to help
different sort of community charities.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it helped in
And the last one, yes, fundraising was in Pavilion, and I was dinner with them as well. The cost was very expensive, but I support them, yeah.
We have in this album we have got many certificates, and they can tell that you have honestly you have been very busy for the past 34 years.
Yes, that's so right. Yeah, and this one I mentioned charity of
The last one is from the Chinese
New Year.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what did you do in the... Actually, how did you help?
Yes, actually in the beginning of them, 29 years, every year I'm involved with them. Mm. In the beginning, I starting provide food for them, Persian food, and helping different way for the young people and community. I used to be one of the trustee of the meeting of them, but now I'm very busy. I'm just involved with them. For example, 2 days ago, it was last Sunday, it was a New Year of Chinese, and then they asked me to sing in the stage with all group of young people, and I was with them, as usual, many years. And it was something, yeah. I enjoyed. More than 1,000 people come to Town Hall every year, and they, a lot of you know, food and everything there, and a lot of celebration for Chinese New Year. Every year I'm involved with them, yeah. And they kindly, they give me certificate, I don't know why. Not only me, for everybody volunteered done for them.
Of course, because you're a teacher, you always try to learn something. So what have you learned from all this participation, all this... helping people. Have you learned anything?
Yeah, of course. Any place, any person we talking get some benefit.
Okay.
Even go. For example, yesterday I was with the group of refugee. I met a gentleman, and that gentleman was artist. But if I'm not talk with him, I never thought.
Yes.
He used to be in Spain, very good artist. He's very good, but his English not very good, just came to talk and learning, and I talked with him and get a lot of benefit. I got it, he's young man, he's artist, he's very professional, but for language, only cannot get a job or working here or in Spain, wasn't very successful, came to here, perhaps learning English language improved. This kind of thing, you know.
So in meeting people.
Meeting people. Yeah. Any meeting, you get something, benefit of people. But you have to, with nice manner, talk with people until, you know, they trust you and talking with life of them. And usually in Brighton and Hove, so many Chinese, so many African country, also so many Arab country, they mean... they ask me, mother of here, I don't know why, perhaps because I love them, I, you know, work with them. And the other benefit I get, when I'm with young people, usually my heart is younger than now. This is another benefit, yes. If it's, still you have a time, another story I'm telling you, when I had the shop. We had a shop in the lanes, and opposite our shop, the gentleman sat down there, and I'm afraid those days, asking some money. I was very sorry, broke my heart, and I mentioned it's not good idea. Young people sat down there and, you know, get money from people and not working. Because in the Baha'i faith, usually worship. Because I broke my heart, I couldn't. Anyhow, and I talked with him, give him some food, and anyhow, encourage him to get, you know, some work. And he mentioned he has any place to stay and he couldn't get a job. And I mentioned, okay, I get a number and helping you to get a place. Fortunately, he got a place. And a while I didn't see him, one day I went to bank and I seen him opposite the bank, somebody sell a big issue and called me. When I went there, I seen the same man and I was very appreciated. I went to shop and give him some present. For example, suit and everything we had in the shop, shirt and tie and everything, tidy very beautifully like one customer, and I gave him present. And he was so appreciated. Time passing. And then after a while, I was in my doctor, in GP, sat down in the waiting, you know, place. And suddenly the man came with the beautiful, you know, everything, top white and trousers white and with the bag. And suddenly he called me and I was wondering, who is the person? And he was the same person. And he changed his life. Now he's studying and go to, you know, sport, and his bad habits finished. And the last time he came to doctor to get a, you know, good result. Yeah. And I was very appreciated. But he mentioned you change his life. And also mentioned after passing near the bank, went to near the Grand Hotel, stayed there to sell a big issue. One person came there and asking him, it was near Christmas time, and he asked any possibility to come to Grand Hotel and eat with us, because his father passed away and want somebody instead him go sit down there. And the gentleman encouraged that man to go there. And he was in the beginning shy, but he went. And he enjoyed so much. And fortunate, he mentioned he got the suit and everything. I give him present, born, and he was appreciated. And he thought, between that time I met him until now, his life completely different. And I was so appreciated. I will never forget. Hopefully everybody can help each other, changing their life. Humanity one, and we love everybody, and unity between humanities come, hopefully. My advice, supporting each other, loving each other, sharing to each other, and also is tolerance, means thinking about everybody's human, everybody's love. And the color is not important, as black and white together, working together, unity has come to world. And there's a benefit of that for everybody, my opinion. And Baha'u'llah, our prophet, mentioned the earth is one country and we are citizens. Really is right. We have to support each other.
Okay.
And love and unity has come, hopefully, in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Peace is very important for world. And it's not calm. And also equality between men and women. For example, in my religion, equality between men and women is very special. And 170 years ago, Baha'u'llah mentioned it is like a bird. If they have to two wing together, otherwise the birds cannot fly right. And when this peace comes in the world, unity between humanity, also equality between everybody, and also men and women.
All right. Is it possible that you could tell us about the resilience panel that you had?
Yes. Actually, I was very happy because Steve, I know him many years, and one day he rang up and asked me they want to set up the committee here and invite me, and I was very appreciate. I was with the group and it was very successful. My opinion really is done very well, and I will never forget. Also, so many different people, refugee or without refugee,
migrants.
Together we've been, and it was very successful. Of course, I wasn't the refugee, but still I supporting refugee people and also migrants. Yes, I'm very appreciate you invite me, and I'm very proud of that committee. Really done very well and supporting a lot of people. And yesterday was one of the meeting. I was with the planting. It was beautiful, and all of your project well done very well.
Thank you. So we have been talking to Farah Mohabbati, who has been awarded the Older People Day Award ceremony in 2013, and she has been also awarded many other awards, and we thank you very much.
Not at all.
And we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much indeed.
And this is Refugee Radio. Here is Osama Mohamedani. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.